Thank you for calling Crafts the Video Membership. My name is Abraxas. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Hi, I can give you the account name, but the email address that this is under.
Okay, you can give me an email.
Okay, it's GriffinVW at iCloud.com.
GriffinVW at iCloud.com?
Yes.
GriffinN.
O-N.
O-N. Okay. I cannot spell today. Hold on 1 second.
Well, that's okay.
Okay. Now I have it. Okay, and how may I help you?
I'm not sure either, because I'm not sure if any of the individuals, they've all been extremely nice and extremely helpful. If any of you are actually, like, working for Craftsy, or if you're kind of like a financial call center offshoot that just takes the calls.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to do is escalate the call to the people who make the decision at Craftsy that they're not accepting prepaid credit cards that have, if it has cash on it, money is money. I'm trying to use the email that was sent to me to say that I could get a $2.49 1 year membership to Craftsy. I had a Craftsy account years ago, bought all kinds of classes and lost them when they changed over to Blueprint. I bought Blueprint, lost all of that. Now it's back to Craftsy. I've spent so much money, $2.49 seems like a reasonable thing to see if they even last a year. In trying to do this, I'm also using a secured or prepaid Visa card. I will not use my credit cards online. I do not, and that's for personal safety reasons. And the last person I spoke to, she went up and asked the management, and they said, no, we don't use, Craftsy does not accept them because some cards work, some cards don't. I find that absolutely unacceptable that a company that is targeting primarily or to a large extent female users who are also the overwhelming number of victims of domestic violence and abuse and violence from males, over 90% of all cases, is also barring us from the right to have protection and safety in an online environment to not use our credit cards. Doesn't that a company that is targeting women doesn't have the wherewithal to understand that the extent of online stalking and predatorial behaviors that come from tracking where your online actions are happening. I don't use my credit cards because I have an ex-husband who tracks everything that I do online. My credit cards, I can't even use my credit cards to go grocery shopping because it will show where I've been. So I need to use prepaid cards if I want to use anything online. And because of COVID, we're forced to do things online that we don't want to. Crafting is also a coping mechanism for me to try to deal with the stress. And this company is blocking us from doing that because they won't accept it's not your fault, but they won't accept a goddamn stupid prepaid credit card, which everyone else, every other company, I've ordered things from Wayfair, I've ordered things from Amazon, I've all kinds of places that accept these memberships. Vogue Knitting Magazine. I have a P.O. box which goes to some other place that's not my house so that I am not revealing where I actually live. And yet Craftsy can't accept a prepaid card to pay for the membership. I find this deplorable and not respecting a person's right to safety and security and minimizing the very real threat that is faced in my case, where someone is literally trying to kill me by damaging my property, damaging my car, so that I'll have a car accident. So I don't know how you put that in your notes or how you ask crafty to make that change.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that you spoke with someone on the 7th. So,
that's today.
Which is today.
I can't.
And they are trying to rectify it.
Escalate the call because I don't, like, as a policy, not just for me, for other women, they said, the first person I spoke to, she said, yeah, everyone who calls, who tries to use secured cards or prepaid cards, it never works. I'm not the only person, and I'm not the only person who's being stalked, being harmed by someone online. It's increasing and increasing, and if companies like Craftsy don't change their policies, they are putting us and continuing to put us at risk.
Okay.
For a company that primarily targets women, I find that deplorable. And if I had social media, I would put it there, but I don't have that because when this, I don't believe in it, but when it happened, the police had also said, like, if you have social media, you cut all of that. I had to cut ties with all people that I knew because they'll hack all of their accounts and devices to get back to me. So what he does for a living, he's an IT specialist.
Did you contact the card, the credit card, the prepaid card holder?
Yes.
Like the company?
There's nothing they can do. This is the place you're trying to use it. As far as the credit card company, they're like, we're accessible everywhere. This is up to the vendor. It's Craftsy's policy, not their, the gift card company.
Okay. Now, do you see where they sent it over? So it's on the review right now. So I say check back in about 24 hours to see do we have this rectified for you.
And would it be an email that they send me?
Yes, it'll be an email.
And
email to your iCloud account.
Okay, thank you. And would I'm also writing an email. When I'm signing up for the account, I see that there's some sort of email that says Craftsy at Program Director. Do you know who that goes to?
That goes to some, like, higher-up people.
Is that, like,
so,
because I don't know, are you, like, Craftsy people, or are you, like, a...
We take calls for Craftsy.
You take calls for Craftsy. So this program director, is that, like, an actual Craftsy management person?
Yes, that's correct.
I want that person. I want Craftsy management to change their policy. I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your problem. You are not. It's not you. It's Craftsy as a company. And I want them to change what their policy is because it is absolutely wrong. If the card has money on it, what do they care? They're getting their money. And that's all. If that's all they care about, then you have your money. If you care about your actual customer's safety, that's a whole other issue, and that may be not what they care about. They just want renewable cash every year, and that's what they're, and that tells me lots about their priorities. And I will find people who have social media and trash them that way. But that's, so that's why I wanted to ask who, if you are actually Craftsy, or is the email address Genuine Craftsy Management. So thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. And you just email that you got, and someone will be able to rectify it for you faster.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And you're welcome. I do apologize for the inconvenience. Have a great day, and thank you for calling Craftsy Video Membership.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.